Learning to live again. After member Dougie Head's wife passed away, he found himself completely dependent on carers, but was determined to learn how to do things for himself. Member Dougie Head, 85, lost his sight in 2023. When his wife died later that year, Dougie found himself reluctantly dependent on carers who visited him four times a day to feed him and administer his medication. Keen to undergo rehabilitation training to gain independent living skills, our rehabilitation officer Jason Scott visited him to show him how to master skills such as cooking his own meals, doing his washing, taking his own medication, and reading his own mail. Jason says, "Dougie is an extremely motivated, logical, and determined man who wanted to succeed and find methods that worked for him. Every time I visited him, he would show me something new he'd achieved and would always have lots of questions for me. I started off by assisting Dougie to fill his own one-cup machine so he would be able to make himself a drink whenever he wanted one without relying on his carers. He mastered this in one session. We then moved on to preparing and cooking his own meals. For this, we worked together to find a solution that worked to ensure he could use his combi oven and cook food for the correct amount of time. With a bit of trial and error, we found if we moved the dial from 12 o'clock to 12:45 and set a timer on Alexa, this seemed to work. The following week, I went back and Dougie was already able to cook his own dinner. The pair next moved on to the administration of Dougie's eye drops. Jason says, as Dougie is so logical, he sought his own solutions to problems we encountered. He made a box with dividers so he knew where the different eye drop bottles were and learnt a method to administer his own drops that worked for him. However, he still needed support to read the medication labels, so the pair turned their attention to tech for reading. Dougie settled on a reader and is now able to read all his own printed materials. Getting out and about. Now independent in his home, Dougie was keen to move his training outside, with the long-term goal of being able to go to the gym in the town centre independently. The pair began long cane training, starting work on grip, arm position, wrist movement, arc width and height, extending the cane to an even distance on both sides of your body to check for obstacles. They were then ready to move to a local park to master walking in a straight line. Jason says, "Never once have I come across a person who has been able to travel in a straight line on day one, but Dougie's sense of travel was unbelievable." Slowly building on Dougie's skills so he could manage obstacles and corners, they moved on to block travel, whereby they could start at a base point and walk in a square around a block. After just a month, Dougie was able to identify where he was by feeling the surface with his cane or knowing which side of him the traffic was on, and had also mastered uncontrolled road crossings. They took what they had learnt into the town centre. Jason says, "I introduced directions and environmental clues. There was a lot of street furniture to contend with, such as trees, tables and chairs, bollards and benches, which he had no trouble navigating. Once familiar with the routes, I would set Dougie challenges, such as go to M&S, find the peas and exit a different way. I was scratching my head to know what to do with Dougie before long, as I didn't know if I had anything left to teach him. Throughout the time we've worked together, Dougie has shown incredible commitment to preparing, practicing and engaging in the work. He has never once given up, realising early on that total independence was achievable and he was determined to grasp at every opportunity. An extraordinary year. Dougie is now completely independent in his own home with no care calls needed. He's a competent cane user and has even broadened his social circle by joining in local Blind Society events. Dougie says, because of the support from Jason and Blind Veterans UK, I can now get a taxi into town and wander around on my own. I'm good at visualising things and I use my other senses to help place my location, such as the smell of the bakery. I'm happy with what I've achieved, and I no longer have carers to my home. I'm fully independent. 2023 was an incredibly hard year for me, but I've always been a positive person and believe you can succeed if you give things a go. Dougie's daughter Sharon says, if I think back 14 months ago and what Dad had been through, losing Mum, the cornea transplant and what little bit of vision he had taken away, I never thought he'd be where he is today. As well as Dad's determination, a lot of this is because the help, kindness and support of Jason and Blind Veterans UK. To top off Dougie's year, he's just attended an outdoor activity week in the Lake District, during which, at the age of 85, he took part in canoeing, climbing, abseiling and sailing. And in August, he was presented with a Founders Award for Outstanding Achievement, nominated by Jason. Dougie says, I was really pleased. I believe that to do anything, you have to start off positive and then go for it. I hope my story will encourage others to give something new a go.